You're listening to Dread Central Radio. We hope you've enjoyed Uncle Creepy's Watusi Dance Party. Now stay tuned for Dread Time Stories.
Good evening, boys and girls, and thank you for joining us for another terror-filled episode of Dread Time Stories, where things are never what they seem, and people always get more than what they bargain for. Take a good look at your life. No doubt at some point you've uttered the words, "I wish." But did you ever consider just what would happen if your wishes really did come true? For some, the pursuit of happiness is never-ending. But for others, the chase borders on obsession. Tonight's tale of terror is called For What You Have. Meet Edwin. Edwin has spent most of his life in pursuit of a peculiar artifact.
I'm sorry, sir, but that is the best that I have.
No, I don't want any of this junk. I want the lamp.
Please, sir, we have many fine lamps.
I don't want just any lamp, I want the lamp.
Poor Edwin, hungry for that which he cannot have, has wasted his life away looking for the magical lamp of Aladdin.
I'll find it. I have to find it. I know it's here. All my research points to it being here.
Salam and good day to you, sir. How can we at the Wonder Emporium help you?
Yes, I'm looking for a piece of antiquity. Something that was sold here about 11 years ago.
Oh, 11 years. So long a time has passed. I cannot believe that such a thing would still be in our shop.
I'm sure it would be. This is a rather special piece, sold to you by accident. Only a fool would have sold it on purpose, and only an even greater fool would give it up once it was in his possession.
I am certain that I do not know what you mean.
The lamp. You know the one I'm talking about.
Oh, we did have such a lamp, but it has long since been sold.
You're lying.
But perhaps I could interest you in a fine hookah.
I don't want some goddamn hookah. It's here. I know it.
Sir, please calm down.
The lamp. I know it's here. Show it to me.
Yes, sir. Okay. This way. It is kept here under lock and key.
Yes. Yes. It's beautiful. I must have it.
I'm sorry, sir, but it is not for sale.
I must have it. I must. Price is no object.
I cannot sell it to you, sir. The risk of such an object is too great.
You will give it to me. I've searched my whole life for that thing. You will give it to me.
Please, sir. You do not know the dangers.
It's mine. After all these years, it's mine. All mine. No one believed me, but now they'll see. They'll all see.
What is your bidding, ambitious master?
I knew it! It's real! The genie in the lamp is real! Wishes. You grant wishes, am I right?
You are correct, ambitious master. Your wishes are mine to grant, but only three. The wisest and most content man would ask nothing of me, but the choice is yours. Make your first wish.
Money. I want money. Enough so I can live in luxury. Genie, I wish for $50 million.
Your wish is my command. Tonight you sleep, and tomorrow your pockets will be full. Will you make a second wish?
Yes! Fame! I wish to be the most famous person in the world.
As you wish it, so shall it be. As your first wish is fulfilled, so shall your second.
I get one more. Then you go back in the lamp, right?
Yes, ambitious master. An eternity of servitude, that is my role.
Then, as my final wish, I want to never die. I wish to be immortal.
Very well. Sleep well, for in the morning, all of your wishes will come true.
And so Edwin slept, with visions of wealth and power and fame dancing through his dreams. The next morning...
You're still here? But I thought...
I stay until I can show you the fulfillment of your wishes. Your first wish is about to be fulfilled.
May I help you?
Are you Mr. Edwin Davis?
Yes.
May I come in? I have a rather personal matter to discuss with you.
Certainly.
Mr. Davis, there's no easy way to say this, so I'm going to get right to the point. Your entire family was killed last night.
What? How?
The annual Davis family reunion. Last night, during the height of the party, a sinkhole opened up on the grounds. Everyone was killed. Your parents, your siblings, your aunts and uncles and cousins. As far as we can tell, your entire family line perished last night.
Oh my God.
As it happens, as the sole survivor of the family line, that makes you legally the only beneficiary of their life insurance policies. You stand to inherit a considerable sum.
I what?
The amount is $50 million.
Oh no.
Mr. Davis, I understand that this is quite a shock.
No. I don't want it. Get out! Just get out!
But sir, I have these papers for you to sign.
I said get out!
I'll come back when you've had time to calm down.
Get out! You. You bitch! You did this! You killed them!
Where else was I supposed to get $50 million? You didn't specify, did you? You just wanted your money. Does it make you happy?
Happy? Happy? My whole family is gone. I'm the last one. I'm all alone.
That's too bad. Now about your second wish, for fame.
Just go away. I don't want it.
It's too late for that.
This is the police. Open up.
What the hell?
Why don't you turn on the television and find out? You are, as you wanted to be, world famous.
Authorities have tracked the murderer of Amir Soledad, the wealthy philanthropist and one of the world's leading experts in antiquities, to this hotel room in Baghdad. Soledad was shot yesterday by American Edwin Davis while he was minding his brother's antique store. He will be mourned by those his great works touched.
What? Wait, that's not what I meant! I didn't want this!
You should have specified.
But I didn't mean...
What? To murder the man to get what you wanted? Well, now everyone knows who you are, just as you wanted. Do you know what they do to Americans who kill in Baghdad?
Open it up or we will break the door down!
I can't be arrested! They'll throw me in jail and they'll throw away the key!
Or worse.
You! This is your fault!
I didn't make you shoot him. And you're the one who made the wishes.
I have to get out of here. I have to get away!
How do you propose to do that?
The window!
But we're 11 stories up.
Look, my family's gone. I'm completely alone. And now this? I'd rather die than be remembered as a murderer. Oh God. It hurts.
Remember your last wish. You're immortal now. You can't die. But you never said anything about healing. And you can still feel the pain.
No.
That fall should have killed him, but he's still alive. I can't explain it. Was he one of your CIA experiments or something?
We'll take over from here. Maybe there's something in his blood that we can use to keep our agents and soldiers alive. We'll have to perform a full dissection, test the limits of his ability to live.
He's all yours. Do you mind if I write this up in a medical journal? It's fascinating.
Yes, but no names, please. From this moment on, his identity is to be considered top secret. The world needs to believe Edwin Davis died in Baghdad.
Fine, fine. Real name or not, he's going to be famous.
Wait, that dissection? Wait! No!
And you'll be awake for every moment of it. You'll feel every ounce of pain. And when they're done with you, they'll put your pieces into little jars where you'll live for all eternity.
No!
Smith, hand me that bone saw.
Well, boys and girls, I guess it's true what they say, especially where genies are concerned. You should always be careful of what you wish for. This time of year, it's all about being thankful for friends, family, or even your health. Even if things seem to be going badly, you can at least be thankful that you're not that guy. From the smell of things, Thanksgiving dinner is ready. Go and eat your fill and be thankful for what you have. And from all of us at Dread Central, have a happy and safe Thanksgiving.
Dread Time Stories is brought to you by Dread Central, the largest horror news site in the world. By Rotten Cotton, where your insides on the outside. By AmericanHorrorWriter.net, authors of fine horror novels. And by Honest Habib's Used Camels. Careful, they spit. Good night, folks.